Tiffany Tune Up is intended for mature audiences only due to language and content. Thank you for listening and enjoy the show. What's up, Tunicorns? Welcome back to another episode of Tiffany Tune Up podcast, in which I tell you my business and you listen because you're messy. But seriously, what's up, y'all? I'm back. Welcome back. I love you guys. Let me just say that up top, just get it out the way. I'm sure I'll say it again at the end, but let's just start with love, right? We'll start with love and we'll end with love. You know what? I like that. Start with love and end with love. Okay, I'm gonna do something with that. Anywho, you know, today was interesting. I was kind of debating on what direction I wanted to go with this episode, but I felt really empowered to speak on something that I was feeling in alignment a little bit with the last episode. If you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to it. And I addressed a little bit of what my like life goal dream is, and just my desire to do it, and you know, about opportunities and blah blah blah. So if you haven't listened to the last episode, definitely go back and listen. So today I was summoned to help out one of my homegirls who owns her own business, and she just happened to come down with the flu yesterday. Poor Tink Tink. And so she hit me up this morning and was like, hey, you know, I can't run the business today. Would you mind kind of filling in the gap for a couple hours for me? And of course, she was very graciously paying, and you know, being super transparent. One thing I do love about talking to y'all, while I do enjoy making y'all laugh and I do enjoy kind of having this space, it is also therapeutic for sure for me. I've said that several times before, but I truly, truly mean it. Sometimes just getting your thoughts out and knowing that it will resonate with somebody, it's therapeutic. So that being said, I was like, sure thing, got your back, and packed up my little raggedy work laptop and went on to work and remotely, and then also, you know, run her shop for her just for a few hours, right? And then I thought about it. I was like, whoa, I never really updated you guys about like my changes with work, like in the past, like literally 2 years, right? So, because the last 2 years were wild, let me just say that. So I never really got a chance to kind of like revisit my work journey from when I used to literally complain to y'all all the time about the horrible, terrible, lemony snicket ass job that I have, the series of fucking unfortunate event job ass I had, ass job, either way, y'all get what I'm trying to say, that I left 2 years ago. And so I never like updated y'all. So just for anonymity purposes, so I left the one horrible job with the horrible management. And again, let me be clear, it wasn't my actual direct report manager. It was because I worked in a field where there was ranking. Corporal ranking, so there were sergeants, lieutenants, those things. And even though I didn't directly report to this particular sergeant, I worked on her shift, and so I had to kind of still have interactions with her. And at this point, what I will say is I have to be grateful for her, because had it not been for her and her foolery, several things wouldn't have happened. So this is the same job that I wrote the EP at, that I spoke about in the last episode. If it wasn't for her kind of pushing my mental breaking point, and I can laugh about it now because it was not funny. It's still not funny, but I can laugh because I've overcame that. I've endured. I'm on the other side of it. And so I wouldn't have got that fire ass EP out of it. And also, I wouldn't have been pushed to start applying for other jobs. And in what she called her terrorizing people, because it wasn't just me, she just had a vendetta just against anybody who anybody liked. She was one of those people who don't like people because people like them. Have you ever experienced that? Like, people don't like you because other people like you, or because of the way they see other people love on you, just because you are you. Baby, let me tell you something. I'm gonna do a whole episode about that one day. So hold me to it, Tunicorns. Like, if I don't remember in the next couple episodes, please remind your girl that I need to do an episode about people who don't like people who people like. Okay? Say that fast 28 times. So anyway, if it was not for said terrorist, I would not have the job I have now. And again, for anonymity purposes. So I work in HR. I will just leave it there. And in the last 2 years, I have been fortunate enough to majority work remotely. So this is my first opportunity working remote. In my 50 million years of working as an adult, I don't care how many actual years, it feels like 50 million, because I've been working since I was 14. What was your first job? My first job ever, was at a pizza place inside of a liquor store. I was absolutely underage. The statute of limitations has passed, so I'm not going to get anybody in trouble. But I was underage. I was 14. And let me tell y'all what pushed me to get this job. This is me taking a pause for the cause, of course. So I remember in 8th grade, I think we took like pictures, or 8th grade pictures or something like that. And I wanted to get my nails done, or my hair done, or I want to say it was my nails. So my mom was like willing to pay for my hair and the outfit and all of that, but she was not interested in paying for my nails. And so I remember going to her and asking her, like, you know, mom, I want to get my nails done for these pictures. And I remember her saying, no, go ask your dad. And so I went to ask my dad, and of course my dad gave it to me. Of course, she had an attitude about it. Not sure why, but the point is, I don't know if she thought he wasn't going to give it to me or what. I got the money. However, it was in that very moment that I thought to myself, I did not like that feeling of asking and being denied anything. And yes, I was very young. And yes, my focus probably should have been school. And to be fair, y'all, I got pretty decent grades. I mean, and let me be real, I've never been studious. Some people are highly scholarly. I was one of those people that was just like, when is school over? Like, I got decent grades, but there was nothing about school that I loved so much. There was never a subject other than the obvious choir and all the extracurriculars. But like, English and reading, that's my jam. That's about it. But in general, baby, I was already ready to leave every time. Like, I was ready to go and I was ready to graduate every time. So that being said, and a lot of times with creatives, you'll get that. It's a lot of people who are just highly, if you're a creative or artist, it's something that is not like the typical corporate norm type of thing. You don't find interest in things that academia, but not in the way that other people might. And so your mind is always like on a cloud somewhere else. Like, you get things done because you know you have to, it's the way of the world, blah, blah, blah. But you're always thinking about the life that you want, not the one that everybody is telling you you should live, right? So that's kind of how it goes. when you have a creative mind or you're a creative in general. So that being said, I watched myself, my best friend, one of my, shout out to Ivory. Ugh, I love her. I could also do a whole episode on her. Ivory, I gotta reach out, baby. I haven't talked to you in a while and I miss you. So, but my childhood best friend, she lived next door to me and she is 2 years older than me. And so I remember she went and she got this job at the liquor store in the pizza place. And she came home one day and she was like bragging to me about it. And she was just like, you know, hey, I got this job. And I was, you know, complaining to her about what my mom did and everything. And she was like, look, now, hey, I can put you on. And you just got to go up there and just tell them you want a job. They hire and they looking for somebody. I was like, well, I'm not old enough yet. And I think even at that time, I'm not going to tell my age too much, not too much on me. But at the time, if you wanted to work, even at 16, you had to have a work permit. So I was 14. She was 16. So she could work there. I could not. And so, or you had to have a work permit when you were 14. Either way, I wasn't old enough to be there. So she like gassed me up like, no, just go. Just tell them you know, you're a good worker and they'll hire you. And I'm like, whew, okay. So I marched my little tail to that liquor store one day. And I walked up to the owner. She introduced me to the owner, my best friend. And she was like, hey, this is my friend. She wants to work. She needs a job. So the owner, his wife, looked at me and was like, how old are you? And I was like, how old do I look? And she was like, you look 16. I was like, well, I'm 14. Can I have a job? I'm a hard worker. I live around the corner and I can learn anything. Just hire me. She was like, well, I can't put you on payroll. I have to pay you under the table. I was like, in cold, hard cash? Say less. I'm from the East Side. Gang, gang. Give me my money in cash. Baby, under the table. I was all good with that. And so she was like, okay. So, you know, I was all for it. That being said, I've been working for a very, very long time. And so this is the first job, my current job, that I have had the luxury, because let's just call it what it is, of working from home. Interesting, working from home has been, and obviously that was due to the name that shall not be named, but for all intents and purposes, the pepperoni, the pandemic. So when I started this particular job, it was right kind of like between when the pandemic started ramping up and like the very beginning of it. And so I was starting at a very interesting time. Everybody had already been home for about a year. And it was still, everybody was confused about what was going on and what it was still and all of that. I think people are still confused, but all that to say, when I came aboard this HR team, everybody had already been home for about a year. And so in the past 2 years, I've been remote and I'll go in the office once a week. And that didn't start till maybe not even a full year ago. I'm grateful for the experience because, again, I've never been afforded the opportunity. And so being able to kind of be in my own space and work and still kind of like move about the cabin the way I want to. And it's been interesting. And I, again, grateful for that. In the meantime, and in the last 2 years, I kind of was in a rocky on and off kind of relationship thing. And that being said, and we're going to talk about that too. We're going to get there. But that being said, when I broke up with said person, I kind of was kind of going through it a lot of it. And it was last year, around my birthday, there's this store I like to go to a lot. It is like upscale consignment. And I got put on by one of my old coworkers when I used to work in the nonprofit sector. And we would go there. Once she showed it to me, it was like, this is my store. I love it because they go anywhere from extra small up to like 5-6X. Amazing. All in the same store. It's well organized. And I remember when she first started taking me there, every time I had like a special event, especially like my birthday, there has never been a time that I have gone in that store and could not find something or a piece of an outfit, or I already got these jeans, I need a shirt, or I got this dress, I need accessories, and was like, why have I not known about this store? So that being said, so last year I was kind of, you know, going through it about the breakup, and right around my birthday I went to go look for a dress because I was like, oh, I'm tired of being a sad and I just need to go and I'm going to make these birthday plans and blah blah blah. So I was in there looking for a birthday outfit, and one of the associates was like, do you have retail experience? I really like your personality every time you come in here. I'm like, here we go. Here we go. Like, y'all, can I tell y'all? Can I just share with y'all? I promised on my mama, on my hood, I was not going to ever, ever go back to retail. I worked in retail for years, anywhere from, I worked in a bookstore as a manager, I worked in clothing retail as a manager and a sales associate, I worked in sales, like anything attached to sales. Sales, and if you work in sales, I'm sure there's a part of you that can relate to this. Sales, I do not like the shucking and jiving. I don't like the aspect of meeting quotas and trying to like get somebody to buy into something. The manipulation of sales, like even if you like everything you're saying is 100% true, essentially what you're trying to do is convince somebody to get what you got. And the exhaustion of that when it is tied to numbers and quotas, and it's like the line between you being employed and you not. Woo, hated it bad. And so the last retail experience I had as a manager was clothing, and I hated it. Like, I used to cry on my way to work, I would cry on my lunch break, I would cry on my way home. And I won't mention the store's name, but let's just say it rhymes with Ritty Rins. Put it together. Hated it there. It was so huge. Everything was ugly. I hated it there. Oh gosh, it was the freaking worst. And when I left, I felt so free and I said I would never go back to retail. However, here we are, 2022. And one of the managers at this upscale consignment, you know, she was like, hey, look, we need help. Even if you can only work on the weekends, like, I don't care if you can work twice a week, like, what can you do? I was like, hey, listen, I work full time. I really genuinely can only work on the weekends. And so she was like, okay. Also, this store is not very close to me. It's about a 25-30 minute drive. And I was like, I don't know if it's worth it. But one thing I can say is I like the way that I always see them interact with each other as coworkers. And I know generally you don't really know until you're in it, right? But I also love their customer service. I love the store organization. It's not a big box. It's not a, I'm not going to say it's not a franchise. It is, but everyone is individually owned. So this particular one, I have always had like A1 customer service. And so I was like, well, that speaks to the people who work here. So working here, y'all got to treat each other with the same level of customer service. And to my surprise, I was absolutely right. To be honest, I have been there since last year, October. So what is this, going on 6-ish months? And I literally just had my first, I wouldn't even call it a run-in, but my first coaching opportunity. And it was not me who needed the coaching. It was one of the managers who was doing a little bit too much, just a little bit. And I had to kind of course correct because, baby, no ma'am, I'm not one of your children. And even the children you have are adults. So if you're still talking to them like that, bless your heart, young lady. But what I will say is that to date, this is one of the best retail experiences I've ever had. Especially as a sales associate, I dare not enter management again. But what I also will say is retail is different when you're older, because it's a lot of shit you just not gonna take. It's a lot of shit you're not gonna take because you have lived some life and you know better, as opposed to when you were in your teens and your 20s and you just think, oh, I have to do this because they said I have to do this. Let me tell you something. Retail has never been so fun to me, because the boundaries that I have now in my 30s, baby, I truly wish I could go back in time in a spaceship and have the same level of, I walk out this motherfucker on y'all real quick. Not only because, first of all, this is my part-time job. Secondly, I do enjoy this discount and y'all are a lot of fun, but the exact minute at the smallest inconvenience that it stops being fun for me, baby, y'all can keep this discount and y'all can keep this job, especially because of the 20-30 minute drive that I have to do to come in this month. So please remember, I am not, even if I was, integrity and respect should just go across the board. It shouldn't be an age thing. But what I am saying is, when you do get a certain age, you should, because clearly some people ain't got it, but you know what I'm saying? You are in a space where you know your worth. And if I can toot my own horn, because that is something I am working on relentlessly, tooting my horn, because I never toot for real, but y'all about to get the toot toots all up and through, because I want to do a better job of gassing myself, the way I gas my friends and my family, the way I gas people that I love and encourage people. I'm going to be gassing myself in the same way. So that being said, because I did have so much background and so much retail experience, the little bit of training that they had to train me, when I say little, I'm talking about barely. They barely had to train me. So I knew that I was a, what's the word I'm looking for, y'all? I know that what I bring, right? I know what I bring to the situation. The fact that I'm a quick learner. And let's be very clear, if y'all can't tell by now, I am absolutely a personality hire, okay? Like, I come in, I get the party going. The customers are in love with me. I'm in love with them. What I really, really, truly enjoy about this particular experience is that I was absolutely right in that not only do the ladies treat each other well, they're very considerate of everybody from, you know, the sales associates on up to the store manager. Just everybody's super helpful. You know, you got your one or two like ends, but for the most part, everybody has the same level of customer service, but it extends out to each other, not just the customers. And I see why they have such good sales and a loyal customer base and all of that, because you're getting a boutique type experience and it's like secondhand, but it's upscale consignment. And I love it because it's really my lazy way of saving the earth, y'all. Like that, I love a good thrift, honey, because that is, you find so many gems, number one. But number two, I am, you know, I want to be a heal the world, make it a better place girl, but I'm not always that girl. I try my best, but thrifting is the way that I can continue to work on my personal style, right? Because I'm still trying to figure out whatever the hell that is. But also, you know, beat fast fashion. You know, I understand the need for fast fashion, especially for plus size girlies, because our options, we could just do several episodes about that alone. But it's a way to, you know, get into the system of buying gently used. Some things still have tags on them, y'all. It's great. I do enjoy that. That being said, and several aspects of it. I want to give a Tiffany 2 cents at the end of this. So let's put a pin in that about fashion. I will do it at the end of this episode. So I started working that job because I was Sad. I was sad and trying to kick depression's ass every day, because that breakup was really, really rough on me. And so when I was asked to work at this particular place, I was like, well, I need to get out the house. And here's the thing about working remote, right? Speaking to my full-time job, so I don't want to get y'all confused. So the full-time job is remote. The weekend, the retail job is on the weekend, obviously not remote because I have to be in the store. But the thing about being remote is if you sad, it works in your favor. But if you sad, it also doesn't, in that you can find yourself staying in the house for days without moving. Let's get real, without showering, like you just living in your own whatever, because nobody's here to judge you. Well, if you a singling, if you're a singleton, I was, and am still, but at that moment, it was just like, it was so easy to hide in the house, be here, but I also knew at some point, right, I had to get out. I was literally driving myself stir crazy, looking at the walls, being in my bedroom for days, eventually getting up and showering. And don't get me wrong, I was in therapy. So shout out to my therapist, gang, gang, on a 1 and 2. But I was still struggling. And I was like, well, this job will force me to get out and force me to socialize, because I have to talk to people, my coworkers and customers alike. This particular store is women forward, so it's a feminine forward store. So interacting with a bunch of women or female presenting people has been quite interesting, the conversations and the people I meet. And so as I started going, I realized over time my mood started to change, because I started getting out, forced me to be social. I started investing back in my wardrobe, right? Trying to really like pin down what looks. So I'm like looking through these lookbooks, and some of the other girlies there, woo, they got it down, baby. They know. I'm learning about so many things about fashion. Let's take another pivot, because I'm... I have my phone on. Okay, I do have my phone on Do Not Disturb, and that's why I should have recorded on my computer. But I was being lazy, so I forgot to turn off the function where you can, if somebody calls you back to back, they can still get through. Boo, tomato, tomato. But anyway, so I'm not that girl in that I know certain designers, but I am not heavy in the game. Like, I am not deep off in that thing in no regard at all. But some of the girlies, they've been working there for a while and they know their things. They know I'm listening. Y'all gonna laugh, do what you gotta do. But I didn't know what a speedy was, a monogram was. I know y'all fashion girlies know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm just learning about some of these things. It is, the world of fashion is a very interesting place, especially high-end fashion, and especially secondhand high-end fashion. When I tell you, I am learning absolutely more than I've ever learned in retail about some of these designers and where things started and who people are, and designers that I've vaguely heard of, but I'm learning a lot about. Very interesting indeed. And I appreciate that too, because while I am not a high-end fashion girly, for the most part, I like to know, I guess, the reasons behind things, or like why people enjoy it, or where things came from. You know, it's the history of it, the lessons, and just watching some of the other girls style themselves, or, you know, other people come in, and, you know, give advice. It's good. So That being said, I brought all this up, and last but not least, in my journeys for my full-time job, the HR job, I wound up meeting a guy, and he owns his own business, and I just happened to be working at this coffee shop, and because I needed a change of scenery from working at home, and he, you know, was like, hey, what do you do? And I was like, oh, I work in HR. And he was like, oh, maybe you can help me find a secretary because mine, you know, quit. And I'm looking for somebody to, you know, be my secretary. So I was like, oh, what do you do? And he told me, and he was like, you know, I just need somebody to kind of like respond to inquiries and like maybe do a quote and an invoice here and there, nothing too heavy. And I was just like, you know what? My plate is kind of full. However, I may be able to help you out on a temporary basis until we find you somebody else, right? Or we find you somebody better. And so, well, I'm sorry. That's me rewinding. Not better, because me, okay? But find you somebody who maybe has a little bit more time and can be a little more dedicated. The way you need them to be, I'll say it like that. And, you know, I started doing that about 2 months ago, and needless to say, I have not stopped doing that. So, in total, I have my full-time job, and then I have my part-time job in retail, and then I have a part-time job doing books and inquiries for a business owner. And, today when I was, you know, running my homegirl store for her, even though this is not a fourth job, I was just like literally filling in the gap today. It really got me to thinking, like, you know what? This is not the life that I thought that I would be living at this big old age. You could not have told me that I was not going to be well off into my own home. I would not be a homeowner. I'm currently renting. That I wouldn't be married and have maybe a baby. Maybe. You know, and just kind of be a little, I don't want to say further along because that's not fair to myself and my journey, but be in a different space, be in a different place, right? But I was just started laughing when I was thinking about all the hats that I'm currently wearing, all the things. Call me Universal, because baby, it's a circus around here. And not in a chaotic way, but just in an organized, I guess organized chaotic way. And me trying to genuinely figure out how to take all these different components, all these different streams of income, because let's be clear, and again in transparency, it's not like I'm making bank at all of any of these jobs. This is why I have multiple jobs. Millennials, baby, they did us dirty. We done been through several recessions, several major health scares. Boy, I feel like millennials got played, baby. So that being said, we are not living in the same times as our grandparents and our parents, where houses were 25 cents and bags of chips were free and soda pops were a penny. Like we have not, I don't think adult millennials, especially elder millennials, we have not gotten to experience an economy. I don't think that was ever fair for us. Especially not right now. Like every time things look like they're on the level, some more bullshit happens and some more. So if you are a millennial, and a millennial in general, but especially an elder millennial, and you are finding yourself in a space where you like, I just can't make ends meet. I just can't figure it out. I just can't. Give yourself some grace, because the system is generally and truly not set up for us to win. Like you got to be going hard in the paint, or you know, considering going back to school for a 50th degree or whatever, as Jill Scott said. You know, give yourself a little grace, because that's what I'm learning to do. But also, again, mentioned in my previous episode about my dreams, my goals, and aspirations, what I'm hoping is Once I get a handle on all these multiple things that I'm juggling, just to, you know, have a roof over my head and my cat daughter, Vicky. Sometimes y'all will hear her on episodes. I am very happy yet confused that she is balled up in her little corner making zero noise, because usually she be in here having at it. And so thank you, Vicky, for being a friend, travel down the road and back again. So I'm grateful for her silence right now, but some days it will not be so silent, so be prepared, as Lion King taught us. That being said, I think what I really wanted to speak on is the following. If you are in a situation in which you are working multiple jobs, in which you are doing things to make ends meet that you either don't want to do, never thought you would do, can't believe you have to do, and you are frustrated and tired and fed up, or whatever emotions that you are having about the things that you are having to do to make ends meet, to make sure that your wheels keep turning, to make sure that you have lights and gas and maybe can have the occasional happy hour or the occasional splurge, you know, with your friends or with yourself or however it is that you choose to spend your money. I want to say to you, as I'm saying to me, yes, the road may be rocky, but do not be ashamed that you're doing what you have to do to do what you want to do. Do not feel like the things that you are doing are in vain. Although I know you have to be weary, because I truly, the word weary really doesn't even cover it, but there are days where I'm like, this is some fuck shit. How did I get here? Where is my break? Like, where is the breakthrough? But I have to believe, I choose to believe there is one. Because ain't no, this ain't it. Boy, ain't no way. As the kids say, boy, ain't no way. Like, there is no way that this is it for me. What I realize is, and what I choose to believe is, every job, whether it be the two part-times, whether it be the full-time, each job that I'm working or each situation I'm in, help me to sharpen a different skill set. So my HR job, right, I talk to all types of people. One of the aspects of my job is I get to make connections with businesses and like partner with them. So now I'm meeting people, I'm networking. So that's an aspect. With the retail job, right, the retail joint, I am meeting all types of female presenting people, having a ball, just learning about fashion and learning about my personal style and getting a discount because, baby, I need that thing. You know, and so that is working for me in that way. Even the job for the business owner, he is a electrician, property manager. So I'm learning about stuff that I didn't even know I cared about or should care about. I'm learning about that industry, and I'm sure that's going to help me somewhere along the way. But all in all, somehow, some way, all this stuff is going to make for a good story one day. It's going to help me in my journey, and it will all make sense one day, or as the old folks say, we'll understand it better by and by. So with that being said, I don't know if anybody else is frustrated or working 50-11 jobs and trying to figure out why and what's next, and, you know, saying to yourself multiple times a week, a day, a minute, this can't be life, because that is absolutely me. But I choose to believe that all of this will work together for my good. And it will not always be this way. And this won't always be my story. But for now, you know, it's me against the world. Literally, I don't have, you know, a spouse. I don't have a second income in my home. I don't have a roommate. It's literally me and my cat, and we out here. So, I feel like I'm going to be able to like play some clips from this podcast one day on my somebody's album that I wrote for or whatever, and just remember a time, or during an interview or something, and remember a time where I can look back and laugh at this moment and tell somebody like, man, I remember I was working 58 million jobs just to get to this point, and it was worth every minute. And I hope the same for you. I wish the same for you. I will that for you. So hang in there, y'all. I'm doing my best. I know you're doing your absolute best, and be kind to yourself in the process. Show yourself some grace, the same grace you show your besties and everybody else. Turn some of that grace back on you. And as promised, since we're on the subject, a quick Tiffany tune-up for y'all to lighten the mood a little bit. So the retail job, one of the biggest aspects that I enjoy is telling ladies that they look stunning and beautiful, and helping them pick out outfits and try things on. It's like having like real life Barbies, where you like all types of body types come in there, all types of age demographics come in there, and it is very, very interesting to learn about somebody through like their style and like just having conversations with different people. And a few things that I've noticed, and this is for y'all. So spring is almost here. You know, I'm in Detroit, so I'm in Michigan, so we live and we look forward to the 2 weeks of spring, summer that we get, right? So our store is kind of turning over and starting to put away the winter things. The summer, spring things are coming out. And as I'm watching some of you ladies come in there and shop, I have a couple of notes for you all. And please, this will be your time. If you need a moment, go grab a paper, a pen, or use the note section of your phone, however you want to do it. But take heed. Here's some things that I do not think that you should do when shopping for yourself. Number one, and this is straight number one, nothing can compete. I think I got three things, but for sure, this one is number one. Stop bringing your hating ass man shopping with you. Why are you bringing your man shopping with you? Your man, most times, y'all, the man ain't paying for shit. He's just there being a fucking nuisance and a fucking headache. So why would you bring him? Or you're rushing your experience because, oh, my husband's in the car. Oh, my boyfriend's in the car. Leave the sand at home. Why is y'all bringing sand to the beach? Like, I'm highly confused. And I mean this when I say, I have seen several ladies come in my store all the time, mind you, it's all the time. And I will watch them try on things. Their men hovering around the fitting room, making all the other fucking ladies uncomfortable, by the way, because move your ass. Like this, you know that this is a female presenting, a female friendly forward store. You could be in there with your woman all you want. We don't allow people like in the fitting rooms together, but take pictures and send it to him. Like get your hating ass boyfriend, because what I see a lot is men, I don't like that. I don't like that on you. That's too revealing, or I think that looks dumb. Do you have to wear it, sir? Are you wearing it, sir? If not, you could shut your ass up. Maybe I'm just speaking for me. I have never been the type that enjoyed shopping with my man. I think I did that shit one time, and the stuff he was trying to pick for me, absolutely not. I just like to take my time. To be fair, I don't even like shopping with my homegirls like that. Mainly, number one, because me and all my homegirls, we are all different sizes, heights, weight, style, all of that. So I prefer shopping alone because I don't like to be rushed. That's the first thing. And two, you know, I just need my peace of mind. So if you know that you got the type of man that is a natural born hater, that is always putting you down, he has nothing positive to say, and most and fuck importantly, he ain't paying for shit, leave that man at the home, at house, at apartments, at wherever the hell y'all live. Stop bringing them negative fucking Negroes in our store because you're bringing down the fucking vibe. So that's my first one. Stop bringing your spouse, your hating ass spouse in, okay? Number two, some of y'all don't realize that y'all friends ain't y'all friends. Stop bringing your hating ass friend too. I've seen that multiple times too. Stop bringing your friend that is always negative. Everything you put on, I don't like that. No, that does nothing for you. That doesn't look good. Oh, bitch, listen, at some point, you got to trust your own gut. And maybe one thing I do like about this particular place, I like the when women aren't afraid to ask the sales associates for our opinion. I also love that we don't do sales goals at this store and we do not get commission. So everything we're telling you is the truth, honey, because we do not get paid to lie to you or otherwise. So I do love when the ladies ask our opinions and like we get to be very honest with them in a great way. We get to help them pick out things and like it's just a fun time, right? Some of y'all friends in heavy quotations, they jealous. Flat out, that's flat out, it's the tea, it's the coffee. Like, stop bringing your friends who, one, have no own sense of their own personal style, but two, like, are really secretly or seemingly, in my opinion, because I've seen it, nothing you try on is good enough, nothing you have on they like, everything is, no, I wouldn't, no. Well, of course you wouldn't, you ain't trying to shit on, so it doesn't matter. Does it matter? It doesn't, right? So you, some of y'all need to reevaluate and reassess y'all friendships because some of these ladies are not your friends. Leave their asses at the fucking home, at the apartment, at the wherever the fuck they live, okay? And last, but certainly not least, and let me change my tone a little bit because this is meant to help and not harm. Leave your personal negative attitudes about yourself at home, baby. Let yourself live when you come to buy clothes. And we all got insecurities. I understand, me included, right? But when you are coming to put it on and to get your wardrobe together and you know you came with something in mind or an outfit or an occasion or whatever, I have seen people be so mean to themselves, so deprecating to themselves. It is like, oh my gosh. And they are so stunning. I had a lady, an older lady, come in the other day, y'all. She bought a dress shirt. It was like just a regular striped dress shirt. There was nothing like super crazy about it. Just a dress shirt, like a dress shirt. And it was like something you would wear to work or just casual, right? And she brought it back to do a return. And so I asked her, you know, was anything wrong with it? And she literally said, and she was an older lady if I didn't already say that, but she literally was like, no, I just tried it on and I feel like I look stupid. I'm too old for it. I think stripes are across the board. It wasn't like it was a midriff. It wasn't like it was skin tight. It was literally just like a business casual shirt. And the fact that she just went to, I'm too old for it. Baby, you only as old as you think you are. You know, you're only as old as you feel as you want to claim. And it was nothing wrong with her in that shirt. We are so hard, ladies, on ourselves. I have just seen some of the most stunning women of all sizes be so mean. We are so hard on ourselves and our bodies. And I get that society does not make it that much easier. And that is where that really comes from. Or maybe you had a shitty childhood where people picked on you for certain things, right? The good thing about being an adult and being able to own your style and own, you got your own monies, you buy your own shit, you are in a space where you can do things for yourself, you can completely reinvent yourself style-wise and do whatever the freak you want to do. Lean into that, enjoy that, love that, and you know, come with an open mind and try your best to have fun. And I get it, again, sometimes I try stuff on and be like, woo, but I keep trying until something feels right, till something feels good, until I'm like, okay, this looks good, I like this. You're not gonna like everything. I'm not being delusional. I get it. We're not gonna like everything we put on, but baby, what we gonna stop doing is being mean to ourselves and being, you know, vindictive to ourselves when it comes to the way we look. This is our body. Our body carries us. It takes care of us. And no matter the shape, the size, or wherever you at in your journey with it, we gotta learn to love our bodies today, right now. If you want to lose the couple pounds, do it. If you want to gain it, do it if you can. But learn, we got to learn, and I'm talking to myself. And this job really amplified this for me, so, and that's why I'm sharing it, because I just feel like I'm led to or whatever. I could have been into this episode, but I just felt led to say, you got to love yourself today, right now, in the body that you have today, right now. Not the one you wish you had, not the one you want to have, not the one you used to have when you was in high school. The body that you have today, right now, love on it, be kind to it, treasure it, and have fun out here. We all shopping, ladies. If I see you at my store, I'm definitely gonna be hyping you up, definitely gonna be helping you, definitely gonna be, you know, rooting you on. And that's what I do, and I think I enjoy that the most, just reminding women of how amazing we are, even in a moment just as small as helping somebody pick out some shoes or the outfit. So that's all I got, y'all. I love y'all. Thank you for listening. As usual, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or if you just want to say what up, though, please hit me up at Tiffany Tuneup, TiffanyTuneup at gmail.com. That is TiffanyTuneup at gmail.com. Until next time, I love y'all. Peace.